Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Just a dynamite performance. Breathtaking. Mitchell for three.
Oh,
unbelievable. 71 points as the Cavs roar from behind and take out the Bulls.
I mean, what can you say? What a performance from Donovan Mitchell last night. Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews. Happy New Year to all of you. Today is our first show since Christmas. We have so much to get to, including a just historic performance from Donovan. 71 points, the most in any game in 17 years. But Monday night, it was just a scoring bonanza in the NBA. So for the second time this season, an NBA record was tied. Five players, they dropped 40 points plus. Klay Thompson scored 54 in double overtime against the Hawks. DeMar DeRozan, he had 44. LeBron James scored 43, his second straight 40-point game since turning 38. Joel Embiid had 41 points in the Sixers' win over the Pelicans. And by the way, that's not even mentioning that the Nets, they are smoking hot, winning 12 straight. Luka Doncic has led the Mavs to seven straight wins. We're going to get to all of that with my friends Shanae Agumake, Matt Barnes, Kendrick Perkins, Brian Windhorst. But you know where we got to start because, baby, Cleveland, this is for you.
Let's go.
Let's get there because Donovan Mitchell, he could not be stopped. The Cavs are hosting the Bulls in this one. Donovan Mitchell had 16 points in the first half, and then he went nuts. Shanae.
Yeah, you said he could not be stopped. He could not miss. I mean, left, right, and center, my favorite words in basketball, and won some. But look at how quickly he stops on the dime. Right there, you see the mid-range. But right here, crossover, hang time, floater. You literally saw every facet of basketball scoring on display. And look at those 24 points in the third quarter, Malika.
Including a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line. He would keep it going in the fourth, clawing his team back from that enormous deficit. 48 points at this point. Gets his own rebound, Shanae.
Putting in work. Overtime. Before the overtime. I mean, literally, how bad do you want it? You saw some great scoring, but you also saw hustle plays. And watch this right here. Ooh, get you up and going. Floater. This is the, well, am I going to say my word too early? 52 points at this point. Evolution of Donovan Mitchell in the NBA.
This is the evolution of Donovan Mitchell. Nails a three there, but you said it. Who wants it the most? And this was the epitome of who wants it the most, Shanae. The broadcasters were saying it. You have to keep an eye on the shooter. Guess who they lost.
You have better, you know, odds winning the lottery, Matt.
Week, but to be able to get this offensive rebound in such a crucial time when everyone in the gym knows block out. Incredible.
And significant points right there. There on that bucket, he breaks the Cavs single game record with 58 points.
Just to contextualize, how difficult is that?
You can practice it. It's just luck. I mean, we've been lucky enough to see it twice in 1 week, but it never happens.
Luck
like
is where preparation meets opportunity, and that is exactly
there
Donovan Mitchell.
Boom. Lucky and good. When you combine those two things, then you really have something special cooking. Bulls can't quite get
Don't
it to go here.
Don't fall asleep.
Donovan Mitchell.
Boom.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
All gas, no breaks, and the bench is loving it. By the way, Donovan Mitchell, he's going to be joining our show in a matter of minutes. But for now, just watch him cook.
Again, stopping on a dime. We saw it from the mid-range. We saw it in the paint, and now we're seeing it behind three. And I'm glad to see him smile because he knew it was a special night.
Wow.
Stopping on a dime, two hands in the paint.
Heat check.
Well, and you thought, oh, cool, 69. Like, that's a nice stat line right there. I love the bench celebration. This stuff is great when I don't want to lose. Donovan Mitchell makes a free throw to get it to 70. Just an absolutely special night for Donovan Mitchell. He would finish with 71 points. Cavs win it 145-134. Here is Coach J.B. Bickerstaff after the game.
There's not enough words. I've never been witness to a performance like that live. I think we've seen some of it on TV before, but we were treated tonight to, you know, one of the greatest performances in the history of the NBA.
It's humbling. You know, I'm speechless, to be honest with you, when you say that. I'm extremely blessed, you know, humbled that I'm in that company, in that group, to be there in the record books with them is truly incredible.
All right, let's break this down a little more. Here's a look at the shots that Mitchell took on his way to 71 points. He made 22 of his 34 attempts, including 7 threes, to go along with 20 made free throws, to scoring the most points, by the way, since Kobe Bryant scored 81. And, I mean, as you can imagine, several NBA players, they took notice of what Donovan Mitchell did on Twitter. You can see Dwayne Wade, Kevin Durant lending their voices to just, I mean, you're insane. That, I don't know if you can sum it up any better than that. 71 for D. Mitch from Jason Tatum. Players taking notice. It's hard not to because he was absolutely on fire. So I want to bring in Brian Windhorst and Kendrick Perkins into this conversation. Perk, I'm going to start with you here, my friend. Happy New Year to you. What is the one word you would use to describe Mitchell's night?
I went deep into my vocabulary, and Matt, you being a UCLA alumni, Malika, Portland, University of Portland, Sinead Stanford.
Just make sure you
Wendy, for you to say it.
University. Just make sure you say it right.
Look, listen, I am arachnism. Oh, can y'all tell me what that word means? Arachnism. I know y'all can't, so I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a spider bite. That's what it is. It's a spider bite. And that's what the hell he did. He bit the Bulls last night with one of the greatest, if not the greatest, regular season performance in Cleveland history. And that includes outperforming LeBron James and the spectacular moments he had in Cleveland in the regular season. Because not only did he give them a 71-piece wing dinner, I'm looking at the 11 assists with the 8 rebounds and how he had to do it. It wasn't what he did, it's how he did it. They were down the entire game. He put the Cleveland Cavaliers on his shoulder, willed them to victory. So that's my word, arachnism.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, arachnism. Malika, don't go there. Arachnism.
Brian, what you got? Arachnism.
Iconic, because when Donovan Mitchell retires, no matter what he is able to accomplish, in the first paragraph of his accomplishments will be the 71 points. When you think of Kobe, 5 titles, MVP, 81. Donovan Mitchell did something last night that will be forever remembered by all of his teammates, everybody there, and whoever watched that game.
Matt?
I'm going to keep it simple. Happy. I got a chance to talk to Donovan Mitchell about a month ago when they played the Kings, and I just, you know, credited him on the success he's had this season, what he attributed to, and he said, I'm happy. And then after that, I kind of saw an article about the stuff kind of going on in Utah and how comfortable he feels in Cleveland. And I don't think, Perk, you can contest to this, a player being happy on his level is dangerous. You know what I mean? Normally there's so much other stuff going on that kind of takes your attention away from the task at hand, but he said he's happy, he's focused, and we're seeing it. Obviously, last night is the byproduct of that, but I just think overall he's been playing great basketball.
Tonight?
Well, I actually have 3 words because my guys have inspired me. First, arachnophobia, because the entire league should be afraid of Donovan Mitchell, which means a fear of spiders. I'm inspired by you, Perk. Secondly, I would say my word is personal, just because he's one of those guys that hears the chatter about this guy, young star, is better than this guy. And he takes things personal, and you're seeing that amounted in a 71-point output. But my actual word is evolution, because we're witnessing the evolution of Donovan Mitchell. Game. I mean, you saw every facet of scoring on display, and I think it's emblematic of where the NBA is right now. It's in a very healthy place. You see, you know, a couple years ago, based on the rule changes, we heard a lot about teams getting to the 120s, 130s, even possibly 140s. Now we're seeing that trickle down to the players in a way that they can manifest their offensive output, where you not only score 71 or 50 or have a 60-point output, but now you're also getting your team wins, and that's what makes things so much more meaningful. So everything is coming together. The evolution of the NBA is here with scoring, and also it's on display through Donovan Mitchell's game.
Well, Donovan Mitchell is going to be joining us here on NBA Today. We can ask him about the arachnidism.
Arachnophobia.
Hey, Perk, I appreciate you. I learned something new today, but I do want to stick with what Janae is saying, because evolution, it's totally right. There have been some absolutely ridiculous stat lines that have been put up this season. I want to look at a couple of them, because Nikola Jokic, remember, he had 40, 27, and 10 against the Hornets. That was just a couple of weeks ago. It was just the third 40, 25, and 10 game in NBA history. And we're already like, oh, well, that was too long ago. We're going to keep it pushing and forget about that. But we can't, Last week, Luka recorded his first 60-point, 20-rebound, 10-assist game in NBA history to beat the Knicks. He set the Mavs' single-game scoring record, tied the NBA record for the most points in a triple-double. And then you go all the way back, November 13th. How could you forget about this? Joel Embiid torched the Jazz, 59, 11, 8, and 7 blocks to go with it. He became the first player to go for 50, 10, and 5, as well as 5 blocks since blocks became official. So those are just absolutely bonkers stats, but who cares what we think is the best game, right? I care what you, our fabulous, fantastic viewers, think about who had the best individual performance of the season. So you see that QR code right there? You can scan it. Janae's getting her phone out right now. I can see her. You can scan the QR code and let us know, because you can decide. Was it Donovan Mitchell against the Bulls last night, 71 and 11? Was it Luka, 60, 21 and 10, triple-double? Was it Joel Embiid against the Jazz? Or was it Jokic? You get to decide. Only one can win. Who had the best individual performance? Vote now, like Janae is doing. I see her doing it as we speak. But only one can win. We will reveal those results later in the show. So that's coming up next. But right now, we're talking about a couple of red hot squads. Luka's Mavs, KD, and Kyrie's Nets. We're talking about both of those teams when we return on NBA Today as we continue to wait for Donovan Mitchell to join us.
Happy New Year!
Ayo!
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
KD told Bleacher Report, look at our starting lineup. It's not disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group?
The hot streak continues for the Brooklyn Nets. Backs up, right wing three for the win. Gone! Kyrie Irving!
We're just rocking. We don't want to take our foot off the gas pedal.
We're building something. Start believing more and more in what we're doing every day.
And the Brooklyn Nets will head into 2023 on an 11-game win streak.
So new year, same Nets, but I mean that in the best way possible, because last night Brooklyn extended their win streak to 12 games when they faced the Spurs. You can see in Barclays Center, Mbappe in the building.
International superstar.
Janae, I'm going to get out your way for this. Utah Watanabe misses.
Hey, this is my city, though. That's what he said. This is my city, though.
I can't believe Kyrie
do that since I played with him in the McDonald's All-American game in 2010.
Oh, that was a little flex by you. Kyrie.
This is what we've all been waiting for, where basketball takes the forefront for this team. And when you do, you see something special.
First dunk of the year for Kyrie Irving. Absolutely stunning. Whew. I mean, look at the bench reaction. Just absolutely incredulous. Kevin Durant, Patty Mills, put it on a poster.
Rarely do you see like O dunks. I mean, we get a lot of dope dunks, but that was an O.
That was a get up off your couch. And we can't get jaded to what Kevin Durant is able to do. This is just ridiculous. Off balance, gets it to go once again, gets to his spot here, almost loses the handle, doesn't quite. The mini gets it to go. The Nets, they win big. Here's Kyrie Irving after the game.
We're building trust on and off the floor, and it feels good. I don't think we really pay attention too much to the streak. We just really want to play well for one another. And you could tell there's a special energy in the locker room, so we just want to take care of that. And God, please just keep us healthy throughout the rest of the season.
All right, Kyrie, we're going to go inside the win streak a little bit, starting with the dominance of Kevin Durant and Kyrie. They've averaged just over 58 points per game during this streak. That's the second most of any qualified duo, while shooting 57% from the field, 44 from three. And then that's led the Nets to score 124 points per 100 possessions during the win streak, over 5.5 more points than the next closest team. By the way, that's after the Nets were 12th before this streak. And then they've also beaten the teams they're supposed to beat, right? 8 of the 12 wins coming against teams that are under 500. That includes Charlotte twice, Detroit, San Antonio. For the season, the Nets are an NBA best 15-2 against losing teams. But you got to beat the teams that are in front of you because it amounts to this. The Nets, they sat in 8th in the East behind teams like the Raptors, the Hawks, the Pacers, right, before this streak. And then they vaulted all the way up to 2nd in the conference, one game behind the Celtics. And Matt, you said it. They're finally playing the basketball that we sort of all expected them to be playing here. It's just an incredible turnaround here with the full panel. It doesn't seem that long ago that we all sat around and we said, okay, when is basketball going to take the forefront? Because they've always had the talent. But now, as all those questions were swirling, the only question left is, are y'all buying the Nets as a true championship contender? Chanae, I'll start with you.
I am buying them-ish. Because I think we still hold our breath with the Nets based on what we have. You know, you New Year, same me, I'm still hedging.
And we love you for it.
You know how I do. But I would say this because we like to walk before we run when we talk about them based on what we've seen from the past years. Sure. But it seems like finally they've got it all together. Mm. And the most important aspect to this win streak is not just KD and Kyrie, but it's also the defense that they've been playing. And speaking of Kevin Durant, KD has really committed himself to the defensive end, helping anchor down that, you know, rim protector, but also long and lanky deflections. That should not be understated as a part of his game this season, apart from also having a career year offensively. Then you've got to put in Nick Claxton, who's been solid, 12-8 for them. Royce, when he's playing, he's doing well. You look at the supporting cast, including Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. They have an identity that is building defensively, where now during this win streak, they're 8th, whereas starting the year, they were like literally last in the league in defense.
Right.
And that's really been since they've had the coach changeover, where stability has been instilled.
Right. And you never expected them to be a perfect defensive team.
No.
But, you know, you want to be up there in order to get to the point
top
that we're 10, talking.
You're going to have a chance.
Exactly. So, Perk, are you putting an ish on this? Are you in? Are you out? Where are you?
No, I'm actually buying. I'm buying.
All
and
right,
I know we didn't already
then.
Crown the Celtics and we didn't already crown the Bucks, but the change of voice as far as the leadership role in the locker room when you look at Jacque Vaughn. And you got to give KD a lot of credit, right? He's playing the best basketball since I saw him in Oklahoma when he won the MVP for us in the regular season. He is really locked in on both ends of the floor. He's playing some of the best defense since I saw him play alongside Draymond Green. He has carried and uplifted Claxton. Here's another thing that we got to give KD credit for. When KD said, and he wanted to trade, or he gave the Brooklyn Nets an ultimatum, he said, you know what? It's either me or Sean Marks and Steve Nash. He held the organization feet to the fire. He made Sean Marks go out and get T.J. Warren. He made Sean Marks go out and get Royce O'Neal. He made them upgrade the roster. He also made them make a coaching change, which has made the biggest difference in the world. Now you see Kyrie Irving. He's bought in. He just talked about the energy in the locker room. So I got to give a lot of the credit, to KD, because while I was sitting up there saying about, you know, them being drama, he knew what they needed to get to where they are right now, and that was change. And now they're in this position.
I've been buying this team since this team was put together with these two.
Go ahead,
and this
then.
Was the first year that I didn't, because I thought that the drama would outweigh what we've all been waiting for. And I can gladly say that I'm wrong. And I feel like, and Perk, you can attest to this too, every night you want to feel like you have the best player on the floor. There's nights where they have the best two players on the floor a lot of the nights. And the way these guys are scoring the ball, the way they're assisting, the way they're rebounding, they got two guys shooting 50-40-90. You know what I mean? So it's incredible. These guys are at the top of their game. And the role players are shooting the ball. You got guys like Mills shooting 53%, O'Neal shooting 51%, Harris 48%, Curry 38%. So what they're doing is their role players are shooting the three ball well, which is giving KD and Kyrie everything beyond the three and inside that mid-range area in the paint to eat with. So defense has definitely stepped up, which is important. They're in top 10 in defense and offense. And when you got the two best players on the court majority of the time, you always got to buy that.
Well, and that's what this team was constructed to be able to do. Brian, where do you fall on all of this?
Yeah, Malika, you know, one thing I've been talking about with scouts and executives over the last week or so is, what is this Nets team? Is this run proving that they are the legitimate leader in the East, or are we still learning about them? One thing, no drama. No drama on the court, no drama off the court, no drama in the coach's office, and that's big. Secondly, they've been healthy, as Kyrie mentioned, as you heard a couple of minutes ago. Third, everyone's talked about their defense. Their defense has actually been getting better within this stretch. Like, they've played better defensively the last five games than they did the first five games. So that's all very impressive. They have played a friendly portion of schedule, and that is holding some people back, as well as their penchant for creating drama. But I do think people are looking at this team and wondering, is this really going to last? And it's a big topic of conversation within the league right now.
It's also a topic of conversation within the organization. I chatted with someone there this morning who said, you know what, right now we're feeling pretty good. Everyone's happy to be here. We want to show up to work. This is looking really nice. But this isn't when we want this to happen. We want this to happen in April. We want it to happen in May. We want it to be playing into June. So can this be the momentum builder? They're beating the teams in front of them now. There's some cautious optimism that it could be, but only time will tell, right? I feel like we need to go from one win streak to another, though, because Luka needs to chill. Like, I don't know what is going on over there, but his recent tear has continued.
My Rockets.
I'm sorry. He dropped 39 and 12 and 8 against your Rockets. They were up 18 in the game at one point.
And he had like three baskets at half or something like that, and then he turned on the gym.
I know.
All gets no breaks.
I mean, mounted a second half comeback. 29 second half points. Dallas now finds their win streak extended to 7. The Mavs have climbed all the way up to 4th in the crowded West. And just take a look at the numbers, right? Because Luka is putting up, during this Mavs win streak, nearly a 40-point triple-double. Let me say that again. Nearly a 40-point triple-double. 41.7 points, 11 boards, just under 10 assists per game.
This is Space Jam.
This includes scoring 53 different times during the 7-game win streak. So that means we need to talk about the MVP, because the question was always, okay, well, but they're not winning. Now they are. Perk, have you changed your MVP ladder again?
I have, but Luka is not number one, right? And I know he's been playing some inspired basketball, but he has creeped up into that top five because of the Mavs record. But I'm going with Jokic. I'm going with Jokic right now as my number one, and y'all know I changed like the weather, and it's okay. But I'm going with Jokic until someone takes it from him. I mean, just think about it. Right now, almost 26 points a game, 10 and a half rebounds. He's on verge, really, the pace that he's going to averaging a triple-double. And what I saw him do against the Boston Celtics, he just manhandled them last game. And he's right now just on a tear, and it's his MVP to lose.
Matt?
Again, we don't want to be prisoners of the moment. I think there's maybe three or four guys we can say day by day or week by week who
today,
could be the MVP.
Right now.
But right
this moment.
Now, yeah. I mean, you got to put Luka up there. You know, you got to put Luka up. The run he's been on has been incredible. And I wonder if can it last.
Janae, can it?
I am going to be a prisoner of the moment. And Director Kathy, can you give me my wide shot? Because I took a vote, and if you can see it, or is it my solo shot? Let me zoom in. I am voting for Luka Doncic. And of course, I'm Texan, so I will go with him. But I'm just going to say this. 34-8-8, no one else has done that. No one has done that in the NBA. The closest is Michael Jordan giving 32-8-8 in 1988. 60-20 game. I mean, most 40-point triple-doubles, say less. Luka Doncic, MVP right now, and I actually made a pick. It's a new year, new me.
He's
a baby.
New.
He's only 23. Like we feel like in the league, you don't really hit your stride 27, 28, 29. He's still here for you.
Here's what I can say. The league is absolutely in good hands. When you look at someone like Luka Doncic, the Warriors, they were also in good hands last night because Klay Thompson. He went off. How the Splash Brothers helped propel the Dubs to their 5th straight dub. You see what I did there? That's coming up shortly here on NBA Today. Klay just went absolutely
insane. We see you, Klay. Turn up,
in the absence of Steph. And then remember that LeBron guy?
Yeah.
He's really good. Continuing to defy father time in absolutely ridiculous ways. So when can we expect him to pass Kareem? Because it is coming. And from superstar to superstar to superstar to superstar, we're going to check in on Joel Embiid. Another absurd night. Zion did lead this one early. Donovan Mitchell joining us shortly. Don't go anywhere.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're watching NBA Today.
Tank's on E, Bob. My tank is on E.
A historic all-time great performance.
Oh, goodness.
71 points.
MVP. MVP.
All right, so we talked about it at the top of the show, right? There were five players that dropped 40 points last night. That's tied for the most players on a single day in NBA history. So let's get to what may have led our show if Donovan Mitchell, who will be joining us in a bit, didn't score 71. Klay Thompson went off for the Warriors. One of the best games, I think it's fair to say, of the year for him. You can see him getting warm there. We're actually going to pick this one up in the fourth quarter, though, Chinee, with under a minute left. The Warriors down four at this point. Jordan Poole looking, finds Klay.
You cannot lose him in the half court. And that's the beauty of the Warriors. They move with their feet. That's how they score, especially from the perimeter. But watch this play right here. Hustle, O-board, block shot. Right place, right time. Mr. DiVincenzo.
Dante DiVincenzo hits it. John Collins is saying, oh, no.
Okay, Steph.
Steph is letting the crowd hear it. So we're heading to overtime. Well, the first overtime score.
Right. And you just got to love this, especially, you know, for Klay. His journey has not been easy, but he's stayed committed to the process and also having these reps, having these opportunities, showing that emotion. You can tell that this is a different year for him, but it's going to be one of the most rewarding in the long term. But look at this play. Like, what?
The Warriors couldn't quite get something to go at the end of the first overtime. So, oh, yes, we are headed to more
free basketball. Let's play some basketball.
Yeah. Okay, Fergie. Trae Young. Floats it up and in. I mean, that's just become his signature. Then, on the other side.
Back at you.
Watch this.
Quickest release in the game.
Never quit on a play. Kevon Looney.
Need it.
Kevon Looney stuck with it. Got it to go. Makes the play. The Warriors get the win. Here is Klay after the game.
My tank's on E, Bob. My tank is on E. Thank God for Kevon Looney, man. Oh, my goodness.
You know, he's done so much in his career, so you don't go away from him just because he has a bad stretch. Everybody has bad stretches. So I just think, you know, he stayed with it. He's worked hard, you know, on his conditioning and his strength, and he's stayed with it. Like I said, from an emotional level, he's just stayed much more calm and patient, and that's paying off for him.
So this was Klay's third career game with at least 50 points, 10 three-pointers, second most in NBA history behind only his fellow Splash brother Steph Curry, 7. It was the first time he did this since his record 14 threes in that game in 2018 against the Bulls. So the Warriors, they're starting to click a little bit here, guys. Five straight wins. What are you diagnosing them with that's working without Steph?
I just think the whole question this season has been, Malika, what is our younger guy slash bench going to give us? We know that our core has, you know, Andre's been watching for the most part. You know, Klay and Dre have been going. Steph's been out. But they know the core can't push them anymore. So they're going to need more from the bench. And I think they're starting to see who is what and what is going on. You know, Moody and Kuminga have been playing better. DiVincenzo, I think, is going to pay off dividends to come playoff time. A guy like Jermichael Green is going to help. So I think it's been more about figuring out what our guys outside of our star three are going to give us, and I think they're starting to figure that out.
Right. I didn't have the Draymond Green hitting a huge three-pointer on my bingo card for last night's game. But, yeah, I mean, Shanae, what are you looking at here?
I think this actually, without Steph, has been a blessing in disguise for the Warriors.
Huh. Explain.
Because if you think about Klay, he's getting more reps and finding his rhythm quicker. Yeah. If you think about Draymond, they've realized, hey, maybe it's not a guard that is our secondary facilitator when Steph is out. Maybe it's Draymond. And you see Draymond was commandeering. I don't know why I love using that word on this television show, but he was really the captain of their offense, and typically the beneficiary is Steph. But in this instance, he's getting everybody going. Mm-hmm. He's the engine. And so a lot of those questions of how they're going to try to transition without, you know, Steph or without Klay, like what's the future looking like?
Right.
They're figuring it out together. And lastly, Klay, what a stretch it has been for him. Mm. During this win streak, he's averaged 34.5 points. He's shooting the three ball, 42% from three, 25 out of 60. Like, you have to show respect to Klay because a lot of people are quiet when he makes. But when
personal.
He misses, people are very critical. And so this has been a good, like you said, personal stretch.
I think it's been a personal run for Klay because he's human. I mean, he's hearing everyone knock him, and it really, getting a chance to talk to him and interview him, it really hurt him. You know what I mean? So I think now that he's starting to feel more like himself day by day, he needs this. And like I said, the NBA is better when Klay is out there being happy. So we're happy for Klay.
Absolutely. He's kind of starting to find a rhythm. And you mentioned it with Draymond. That's part of the reason why Steve Kerr put him in with that second unit to try to kind of get everybody going. And now we're seeing the fruits of that labor coming to fruition. Did y'all know, though, we had some more 40-point performances, major scoring performances that we do need to get to last night?
Wow.
Because LeBron James, are you sure that you are 38 years old? He scored 43 points for the Lakers in their win over the Hornets, becoming the second player at age 38 or older to record consecutive 40-point games, joining Michael Jordan. James is the oldest player in NBA history to record consecutive 35-point double-doubles, now has scored 25-plus in 11 straight games, the longest active streak in the NBA. So I'm joined now once again by Kendrick Perkins, Brian Windhorst. I'm going to start with you here, Perk. What are you looking at when you're looking at LeBron's body of work over the last couple of games?
Greatness. That's what I'm looking at. But I'm looking at a guy in LeBron James that's backing up what he was talking, right? He talked that talk after the Miami Heat loss, and he talked about and he explained how he's a winner and how that level of play wasn't acceptable in his book. And so what he did was he started taking matters into his own hands. We already know that LeBron James is one of the most complete all-around players to ever play the game, plays the game the right way. But when you get this scoring version of LeBron James, this is him telling people and his team, along with the organization, including Rob Pelinka, I'm not going to wait on you to get better players in there. I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
Hmm. Brian?
Malika, this road trip that LeBron just had, five-game road trip, he averaged 37 points on 59% shooting, 8 rebounds and 6 assists. I'm here to tell you it's one of the best performances he's had in a long road trip in his 20-year career. The Lakers had 2 road trips in the last month, 1 of 6 games, 1 of 5 games. Anthony Davis missed 7 of those 11 games, and somehow, the how is LeBron James, they emerged at 6-5. I know that this feels like it's a bad spot for the Lakers right now because, you know, Anthony Davis has been out and they dropped some of the games that they had at home in December. But I'm telling you, I think there's some rays of sunshine. They're not headed for greatness this year, but Anthony Davis is feeling better. They've gotten through this stretch way better than I thought they would, considering he's been out. And LeBron is keeping them in this. And I know that in this might just mean a play-in spot, but this team getting to a play-in spot would be a great accomplishment this year. And LeBron is making it so. And he always squeezes the most he can out of his team. And maybe the most he can get out of this team is the play-in, but he's doing it.
Oh, by the way, his big nights put him just 485 points away from passing and breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. There was a time it was like, was that ever going to be broken? Absolutely incredible. So based on his season scoring average, 29 points per game, it puts him about 17 games away from doing that, which is going to be something incredibly special. Gentlemen, thank you so much. He is here and ready to chat with us. Donovan Mitchell, straight off of scoring 71 points. He is joining us right here on NBA Today. And by the way, if you think that Donovan Mitchell had the best individual performance of the season, you can take your phone out right now. You can scan this little QR code and you can let us know your vote. We will reveal them at the end of the show. Coming up next, Donovan Mitchell.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing?
your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't think there's any question what Donovan's going to do here. Going to look for the miss. On the back rim, you score. Oh, it went in to tie the game. I don't know how. Off to overtime we go.
Once I made that, I started laughing. I was like, you might as well win the game.
Just a dynamite performance. Breathtaking. Dazzling. One of the great performances in the history of the NBA. 71 from Donovan Mitchell, and the Cavaliers win it in overtime.
It is not hyperbole when I say the man, the myth, the freaking legend is here with us, fresh off of 71 points on NBA Today. Donovan, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
We appreciate it. I mean, fresh off of 71 points. When did you start to feel like, you know what? This is going to be the night.
Honestly, after I hit missed the free throw and I made the bucket, you know, everything else, I think I was at 50 before that. You know, I think once that went in, I was like, all right, you know, God's got a little something for me, you know, because that could have gone left or right, you know, but when it went right to me and I made the layup, I was like, all right. And that's why I started laughing in the huddle, because I was like, all right, might as well go ahead and win the game. You know, we made it this far.
Wait, so Chanae and I are both, like, putting our hands up in the air saying, wait, it wasn't when you had 50? It was all the way when you made that putback?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when I had 50, it was just like, all right, like, we weren't cracking the lead. You know, we were getting there. It was like 3, and then 6, and then 8, and then back to 3, back to 2, back to 1. So I was like, yeah, it's a big night, but we're not winning the game. You know, but ultimately that's when I was like, okay, you know, we tie the game up. Now we're in a position to win. We hadn't led the whole game, you know, so I was scoring and I was like, this is meaningless until we actually do something with the lead and kind of get there. And then once I made the layup, you know, kind of set the score back to tie, and then kind of started the overtime with that. That's when I was like, all right, you know, now we got something going.
I have a million more questions for you, but I know Chanae specifically wanted to dive into that play. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, as a fellow current hooper, we all know it is very, very rare to be able to pull off the miss into the make. So what was going through your mind on the free throw line for you to be able to put that layup in?
Yeah, so my first few years in Utah, Quinn Snyder, we spent probably like once a month we'll spend time, you know, about doing that. And that time we had Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert. We put both of them at the free throw line. You put the shooters, Kevin Love, who actually ended up crashing at this time, but, you know, he was supposed to go to the three, but, you know, he's a natural rebounder, so he ran in there. But you kind of put it up high, you know, get in there and just try to make the play. You know, they're going to be distracted by the 2 7-footers trying to box them out. No one's going to be quick enough to get to me at the free throw line, so I just shot it and went and go got it.
And it's just that simple. I mean, it was one of those plays. My jaw was on the floor. Can you tell us a little bit more? Earlier in the day, you spent some time playing some video games with a very special player. Tell us a little bit more about that. What happened?
Yeah, so I've been playing Call of Duty with Royce O'Neal since we were in Utah together, and obviously now he's in Brooklyn. So I text him like, yo, are you on the game? And he said, yeah, me and Kyra are on. So we went ahead and got on the game, and I was like, as soon as I got on, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm a little tired. It's like my last game. And I won't say exactly what he said, but he's like, bro, what the hell are you doing on the game? Like, take your butt to sleep. Like, you know what I mean? You need to take this nap. And I went to sleep right after that. And, you know, it's pretty crazy how that all came about. But we were playing, you know, he lagged out early. I didn't think I ended the game well. You know, it's not a great game of Call of Duty, but, you know, it's all good.
Well, then you're saving the great stuff for a little bit later. All right, before I pass it over to Matt Barnes, you tweeted something earlier that I'm not quite what happened today? Folks maybe thought that that was such a good performance that what happened?
Yeah, Rolo, you know, obviously Rolo and I combining for 72 points, him and I together.
Shout out Robin Lopez.
Shout out Rolo, Robin Lopez, you know, and then out of nowhere, him and I both get drug tested today. So,
Random. Random.
Yeah, random.
No way. So,
random. That's what the random is.
Both of them.
Yeah, random. Yeah. Donovan, amazing game. I got a chance to talk to you, and I shared it earlier on the show about three weeks ago, a month ago in Sacramento. I was congratulating you on your season, and the first thing you told me is you're happy. Speak to how important that is to have kind of a clear mind and a clear head and being happy where you're playing at, and obviously this is the byproduct of that.
Yeah, you know, you the biggest thing, man, we're like, yeah, we play this game, but, you know, when you have a clear head, mental space, and you're just at peace, man, you know, it's a fresh start. You know, we all have that in life. It's not even just in sports, man, but sometimes in just life, sometimes you just need a fresh start and just a do-over. And I think for me, just kind of coming into a new situation, you know, having to earn, you know, the respect of the guys around me, you know, yeah, I've accomplished what I've accomplished, but, you know, I wasn't going to just walk in and just be like, all right, this is what it is. You know, guys allowed me to grow and grow and continuously be this leader, and they believe in me, you know, and not to say the guys in Utah didn't believe in me, but these guys believe in me. We're a younger group. You know, we're a team that has to continue to prove ourselves, and, you know, we're doing a solid job of it. We can be better. We'll continuously get better. But for me, coming into a situation, man, where you're just like, this team's traded for me. You know, you appreciate it. You wanted to be here. The fans love, you know, the fact that I'm here. I love the fact that I'm here as well as a Cavs fan growing up. And, you know, now the fact that I'm here and we're playing well is great, but we have a lot more to accomplish.
Don, where does this stand for you in terms of individual performances? As you look back on your career, does this one stand at the top?
I would say this is probably the best moment of my career so far because, you know, outside of maybe beating OKC in the first round of the playoff my rookie year, because that was unexpected for me. And that was more than just one game. That was an entire series. But this one, it's not even just the fact that it was 71. You know, I think as a group, the fact that we came back down 21 in the first half, never led the whole game. Guys making continuous plays. And we didn't even have our two stars in Darius and Evan. You know, like guys came and showed up and helped out. Contributor, Raul Neto, always being ready to play when he's, you know, called upon. Rolo coming in for his 7-8 minutes being a prime factor. Jetty Osmond, Kevin Love, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert. Like the list goes on. Lamar Stevens, Isaac Okoro. So all of us stepping up, you know, when you're missing two guys who are as dominant as those two, to be down, and we really weren't playing great, you know, to start the game, and for us to come out and do what we did as a group, you know, yeah, we all look at 71, but at the end of the day, I'm not at that point with my teammates' trust in our capabilities as a group.
Park?
Right. And hey, D. Mitch, look, I came up with a word today to describe your performance, and it's arachnism. And I don't know if you know what that means, but that means
we
a spider
all learned
bite,
today.
Okay, because that's what you did. Yeah, that's what we all learned, arachnism. But I want to ask you this, man. When you hear, like, you know, us talk about, you know, Luka Doncic, you hear Jason Tatum, you hear the MVP conversation, and I know in the locker room you have your team goals, but you also have individual goals. And you're right now knocking at the door in the MVP conversation where you're in the MVP conversation. Y'all have an opportunity to finish with the best record in the NBA because y'all right there in the mix of things. You're dropping 30 a night. I want to know, is that one of your individual goals? And if so, is it right now because you actually could do it to win the MVP?
It definitely is. You know, and I always say, you know, the individual goals are great, you know, but at the end of the day, Perk, like, you know, when you win, all the individual stuff for everybody takes care of itself, you know. So I can sit here and say, yeah, I want to win MVP. You know, I want to be first team All-NBA. All that's for sure. Like, there's no doubt. Who doesn't, you know, want that? But, you know, if I had 71 tonight and we lost, you know, we're not – like, there's no conversation to be had in my eyes. You know, yeah, it's a great performance, but it's all about winning, you know, at the end of the day, at the highest level. You know, you look at the guys you named, JT, Luka, like those guys, you know, they've won. They've made it. JT's made it to the finals. Luka's been to the conference finals. You know, we're continuously knocking the door as a group. So for myself, I believe that I can be one of the best players in this league, and I believe I am one of the best players in this league. And, you know, but all that comes from winning. You know, it doesn't mean anything if we're, you know, not a playoff team and not in playoff contention. So winning takes care of everything.
And I had to ask really quick, Don. Preach. We all know your number one fan is your little sister, Jordan.
Yes.
How did she react? Like, what was the phone looking like? How was your family?
Yeah. It's crazy. My mom was crying.
Aww.
My sister, actually, believe it or not, they just took a trip to Turks and Caicos for my sister's birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jordan. You know, so they were with her friends as a group, and they were, her friends were screaming, running around the house. Everybody was going nuts. My mom's crying, tearing up. My mom's always emotional and all that, you know, my dad's losing his mind. So it was great. You know, they were the first people I called. I left the locker room.
I
made sure I gave everybody a call, but you know, my sister for sure, it was her birthday, her early birthday gift outside of the
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jordan. Don, I have to say, I was on the sidelines in the bubble when you had, it was that wild game against Jamal Murray. I think you had like 57 or something like that. Yep. That was absolutely incredible. But last night it was one of those moments where you have to put two fingers up and say, what was happening in Cleveland. You showed up and showed Donovan Mitchell, 71. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. So we've been doing this all show long. We've been having folks vote on individual performances, the best so far this season. I don't know how you don't vote for Donovan Mitchell in this moment. But you didn't vote?
I voted.
I might want to change mine too.
All right, I haven't voted yet. I'm taking my phone out as we speak. Results on the other side.
I'll vote for this one.
Yeah, this is a new one.
That was easy.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back. Today, the entire sports world is thinking of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field last night and is currently in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital. What you're seeing right now is a vigil that's being held at the Bills stadium. He suffered cardiac arrest, the Bills said in a statement, and CPR was administered to Hamlin on the field. He was placed in an ambulance 16 minutes after he collapsed. He's currently sedated, according to the team, and support from players around the NBA poured in last night. You can see Carl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson praying for DeMar Hamlin right now, Mike Conley, amongst others, Josh Giddey, and Mark Jackson. There will be full coverage coming up at 4 Eastern on NFL Live. Welcome back to NBA Today. The votes are in. Nearly 4,000 of you weighed in, and Donovan Mitchell has had the most impressive individual performance thus far. He got 47% of our fan vote. Luka's monster game came up next. He got 38%. Joel Embiid, ridiculous. He had 9%, and then Nikola Jokic rounded it all out at 6% of the fan vote. Chinee, I know you voted.
Yeah,
did our friends get it right?
I'm glad I'm no longer in school because I thought that this was the MVP vote. So I voted for Luka, but
we're
if
good.
I took
we're
that
good.
Back and recounted, I would vote for Don because it's very rare that you get 71 points. I mean, that puts you in a tier of one or two others, and they're all-time great. So it's Don, baby!
Matt?
I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, but it doesn't really matter. All these are great performances.
Oh, come on.
And I was a prisoner of the moment. You know, I didn't get a chance to see the game, and I get to see the highlights today. So all of them great performance. D. Mitch.
All right. You good with this, Brian?
It's the highest scoring game in 17 years. I think that's all you got
to
say.
Right. That's all you need to say. And Perk, the arachnophobia was real right here on NBA Today. Tomorrow, though.
And I didn't vote. So I'm going with the people.
You need to. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be scorching hot. Tyler Hero is joining us ahead of the Heat's game against the Lakers. NFL Live is coming up next. We will see you then.
Punny, Malika. Punny. Scorching hot.